speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
In a shocking video, Delegate Kathy Tran, a Democrat from Northern Virginia, was asked exactly how late in the third trimester an abortion could be performed under her proposed bill. The chairman asked if a woman would be able to have an abortion if she was displaying physical signs that she is about to give birth, such as dilation. This was Tran's response.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would
make. I understand
that.
I'm asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes. So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay, but to the end of the third trimester.
Yep, I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
Her bill, Virginia House Bill 2491, would eliminate certain restrictions that the state of Virginia currently places on when and where someone can get an abortion. Currently, a woman is only able to have an abortion performed in the second or third trimester if her health or life is in danger. It is also required that abortions in the second trimester take place in a hospital and an ultrasound be done prior to receiving the woman's written consent. Furthermore, a total of three physicians must currently certify that a third trimester abortion is necessary to prevent death or impairment of her health. Under the new bill, all of these requirements would be erased. It then follows that, possibly easier than a dental procedure, a woman could walk into any abortion center moments before birth and kill the baby without hesitation. Horrific? Yes. A crazy conservative or an authoritarian pro-lifer may argue that this is a slippery slope. It may be said that if one can kill a baby as it makes its way down the vaginal canal, then what is to stop someone from aborting the baby moments after it is born? And just like the crazy right-wingers that claimed gay marriage would be a slippery slope, they would be right. Not to be outdone, Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam made his own curious and stomach-churning statements. In a WTOP radio interview, the governor was asked if he supported the proposed measures and if he could clarify the delegate's answer. First, of course, he explained that these decisions are totally between women and their doctors. However, when he got to explaining what would happen if a woman desiring an abortion went into labor, his statements were particularly disturbing.
There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion.
Yes, you heard him correctly. Killing a child after birth is no problem at all. All of this comes on the heel of the passing of a similar bill in New York State. Previously in New York, abortions were restricted past 24 weeks, but like the bill proposed in Virginia, New York's newly passed bill allows abortion all the way up till birth. One sickening feature of discussions on this subject is the attitude which the pro-abortion proponents always have.
Folks, you can
find this full report by Jake Lloyd
at Infowars.com. You can find this stream at Infowars.com/show. We'll be joined in the third hour by Patriot Nurse. I'm going to save most of the abortion talk until that third hour. The first 2 hours is full of just jaw-dropping news, ladies and gentlemen. Revelations about the police raid that ended with four cops being killed in Houston. Huge political news with Cory Booker announcing, we're all over the place here. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, The crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 1st of February, 2019. Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight this morning. And for those of you that were thinking that this was going to be my last show before David Knight returns, I have some terrible news for you. I will be back on Monday for at least one more show. And the plan is for David Knight to return next Tuesday. So I know we are all looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to waking up after the sun has risen. But it has been a privilege and an honor to sit in for David Knight these last couple weeks, and hopefully I've gotten a little bit better. So if the trend continues, this will be the best show I've ever done, followed by an even better show on Monday. And this is going to be a great show. I have Patriot Nurse in the last 3 hours, and I have Millie Weaver coming in the second hour. She got some undercover footage in an abortion clinic, and that's all I will say about it. You'll have to wait. That's my tease for you to stay till the second hour when Millie Weaver joins me and breaks this bombshell story that she was able to get with her cameraman, Gavin. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. You're gonna have to stay and watch and see some truly disturbing footage of the abortion industry at work. And of course, we'll be returning to that topic in the third hour, as it is really the main topic of debate this week, as they basically have come out and completely in favor of post-birth abortion, aka infanticide, aka murder, or what they call women's health. That's right. Even though the baby's already been born, they are still calling it women's health. That is the level of absurdity that we've reached. In political news, Senator Spartacus of New Jersey launches his presidential campaign. That's Cory Booker, best known for being a ridiculous joke of a person. And, you can always tell the reaction of what, you know, you can sort of look into the future and see what is going to happen with a particular presidential campaign by different people's reaction to it. And remember when Donald Trump first announced, it was actually like euphoria on the left. They were so happy. They thought it was so funny that Donald Trump was running, and they were just rolling on the floor laughing and making jokes and thinking it was just going to be a heck of a time. Well, that turned sour on them pretty quickly. With Cory Booker, I was just watching Fox, and Kellyanne Conway was on. They said Senator Cory Booker just announced his presidential campaign, and her reaction was yeah. It was just kind of okay. You know, it's like, and she had some great points. I mean, you just have to look at, I mean, what has he achieved? What was the effect of his mayoral seat in Newark? How well did that city do under his administration? What has he done to qualify himself for the highest office in the land? Well, he's grandstanded. He shouted down the innocent man, now Justice Kavanaugh. He pretended to leak documents during that trial to gain media publicity and celebration, and was kicked in the butt by a Republican congressman who said, you know, these are not classified. You're not actually doing anything brave or heroic. We also have Representative Omar calling for a sharp tax increase on the wealthy. Quoting, we've had it as high as 90%. 90%. I mean, literally, it's like you know, they propose this abortion bill in New York that is draconian and disgusting and extreme. And then they one-up it with one in Virginia. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez comes and causes the dislocation of many rolling eyes as she calls for 70% tax levels for the super rich. And then here comes Representative Omar to one-up her and go to 90%. So that's, you know, we got to save the earth, you know. We got to take all your money, because if you have money, you're killing the earth. That's the most cohesive and coherent argument the Dems have made recently, and that says something. Of course, the Midwestern United States still enduring the polar vortex, all-time record lows broken. That continues to be a real problem in these Midwest places. You know, if only we had enough money to actually take care of our infrastructure, take care of our homeless people, if only we weren't busy trying to use tissues to stem the tide of the flood overtaking us of illegal immigrants, if only we weren't spending money in wars overseas, if only we weren't doing so many things that we do not need to do, that do not help us here in America, maybe we could have a little bit better infrastructure. Maybe we could be saving the lives of people freezing to death on the streets of major cities in America in the 21st century. It's absolutely insane. Now, I keep going back through this timeline, but it's because it keeps resurfacing and even, you know, being added to it. So just to go back a little bit, we can look back and we can say, all right, to avoid the government shutdown, Donald Trump brought in Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and Nancy said, well, just let's not talk. This is an ambush. Let's do this behind closed doors. We don't want the American people to know what we're saying in these negotiations. Made her very uncomfortable to have it known and public what was going on behind closed doors when she is supposedly negotiating on our behalf. So then she says, well, you just have to get a bill through the House. Just get a bill through the House. And that's, you know, you Donald Trump, are so dumb. You don't understand how Washington works. You just have to get the bill through the House. And then we'll talk about it. Then we'll have the negotiation. Before it goes through the Senate, that's when we'll negotiate. And maybe you'll get your wall. You know, this is how it works, Donald Trump, you idiot. Donald Trump says, look, I can get the House passed immediately. She says, oh, do it then. Do it. You can't do it. So he kind of goes, oh, Jesus, fine. Passes the bill through the House. No problem. Succeeds. Does Nancy Pelosi fulfill what she had just promised on live TV in front of the entire nation? Once you get that bill passed, then we'll start negotiations? No, of course not. No negotiations start. Government shuts down. Then it's, well, Donald Trump, you're hurting all these people. Just reopen the government. We're not going to give you any of your demands. We're not going to offer any negotiation. We are going to steadfastly refuse to work with you whatsoever. And so just open the government. Just give us everything that we want. And then we will discuss the wall that you want. So Trump says, okay, fine. You know, this is too painful for the government employees. People are, you know, at risk of losing their houses. They're having to go to their church to get food donated. So he goes, all right, fine. We'll reopen the government, because you said, Nancy Pelosi, that if I reopen the government, then we'll open negotiations. Is anyone surprised that Nancy Pelosi, the hag, the harpy, the witch, once again breaks her promise, once again refuses to negotiate whatsoever? This headline at Infowars.com, Nancy Pelosi essentially guaranteed another painful government shutdown when she said this. We're not having a negotiation now over this right now. They're having a negotiation over it in there. There's not going to be wall in the money legislation. Wow. That's verbatim. And I'll show you the video on the other side. Nancy Pelosi botches words, suffers face spasms, confuses Dems and the GOP while vowing no border wall funding. That's right. These people are just liars. They're just manipulators. Trump is trying as hard as he can to play within the rules. These people don't care about the rules. They don't care about what they have said earlier that they would do. They are liars. They're snakes, vipers, rats. You can't negotiate with these people. You have to drive them out. Drive them out. Crush them. Get rid of them. This is the only way to work with the Democrats because they are so intransigent, since they are so incorrigible, if you will. It's utterly infuriating that this, I mean, she's literally a plastic. She's literally made of plastic. She's hardly held together. Her brain is like, it's like if you've ever worked with a really old hard drive that ticks, it's like tick, 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 and everything's really slow and everything's jumbled when you try to open it up and you try to open a video and it freeze frames and glitches and the hard drive's not running fast enough. She's a robot and she's malfunctioning. Her evil drive has a virus on it and she's bringing the whole country down with her. So, I have so much more news, more technological news. Just stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% cure cumanoid level that no other company got, nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product, and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% cure cumanoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. That's concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate Krill Oil that is so pure, so good. We have the Ultimate Fish Oil as well. All three of those, everybody. Energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart. These are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest Turbo Force for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, is going to become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Of the public federal employees, hopefully we can do something to help our contractors because they aren't getting paid Republicans voted no to a resolution that said shutdowns are wrong. 163 voted, only 21 voted yes on that. Federal pay, only 29 voted yes on that. 161 voted no. The conference committee, they talked about 1,000 new customs officers and then new equipment at mail processing facilities to interdict fentanyl and other opioids shipped through international mail. And then expansion of Border Patrol's air and marine operations along the border and U.S. waters. So that's not the total package, but they are some of the major points of discussion, I would hope, from sea to shining sea, to increase the voices of the American people. Yesterday, we also had this week we observed the 10th anniversary of President Obama signing the Lilly Ledbetter Act. Yesterday was the 10th anniversary, as I've said now 30 times. I take these are protections that exist. I'll take them away. I'll give them to you temporarily. You give me a wall permanently. A non-starter. We recognize, as I said, 90% of what we're concerned about. However, certain localities where technology, some roads, it is not a negotiation for the president. What did he say today? And that respecting the differences of opinion. It was stunning. When some of these fences were built.
Wow, she's so strong, isn't she? She's so mentally sharp. She's just full of fire and brimstone, isn't she? No, she's losing it. She's utterly collapsing under the weight of the BS that she just keeps piling on and on and on. Now, I want to go quickly to this next video. For those of you listening on the radio, that was Nancy Pelosi just botching words, her face spasming, just making little to no sense. But she did let one little word there drop that is so illuminating and so illustrating and something that I've been pointing out on this show for a long time. And that's the reason that they are so intractable with the wall, that they're so dead set against the wall. And what she said was, oh, he's offering temporary solutions, talking about DACA, in exchange for a permanent wall. This is the issue. This is the reason they don't want the wall, is because once the wall is built, it would take another several billion dollars to take it down again. And it's a lot of trouble. They don't want a permanent solution to the border crisis because they rely on the border crisis. They're driving the border crisis. Permanence is the issue. They don't want a permanent solution because that screws their entire long-term plan of overwhelming this country and subverting the nation. So that she let it slip just a little bit. You know, the point is he's offering something temporary, but what he's getting is something permanent. They don't have any permanence to offer him for exchange. Everything they do is impermanent, transient. But I want to go very quickly to this next video. It's the actual speech is 10 minutes long, so we'll play about half of it here, but it's just bombshell. This is McCarthy on the Senate floor, I believe, and he is honoring the victims of illegal immigration. Let's go to that.
I thank the gentleman for yielding. Mr. Speaker, I rise in opposition of House Res 79, a glorified press release that the majority is having this chamber spend time on at another yet underwhelming legislative week. At a time when the country expects its leaders in Washington to look forward, this House majority is looking backwards. When our country expects solutions, they're using this chamber to settle political scores. As hundreds of thousands of Americans painfully experienced, portions of our federal government were shut down for 35 days, a shameful record under this majority's watch. It was a shutdown that never had to happen. Let's recall last December when this House passed an appropriations bill that would have funded the government, secured the border, and provided disaster assistance to the millions affected by hurricanes and fires. And most importantly, it was a bill that would have been signed into law. And this occurred under the then leader Pelosi declared in the Oval Office earlier that month that our House majority couldn't pass such a bill. That legislation went to the Senate, and alas, Senator Schumer stopped it. And in doing so, once again, Senator Schumer shut this government down. From the moment Senator Schumer blocked consideration of that appropriation bill, President Trump and congressional Republicans offered solution after solution after solution after solution to solve the challenge. In all, the president offered four reasonable solutions to end the shutdown and secure the border. The Democrats never offered one. In fact, they went on vacation and political fundraisers to Puerto Rico. They littered this chamber with messaging bills that didn't come close to solving the problem and would never be signed into law. Mr. Speaker, I want to focus on the very last solution the president offered. I want to focus on it because it met Democrats halfway. It was the truest form of compromise this town has seen in quite some time. It would have secured portions of the border with barriers, and it would have provided certainty to the very communities that my friends on the other side of the aisle have stood on this floor for countless hours to claim they want to help. Instead, Mr. Speaker, the actions of this majority, when presented that opportunity and following the shutdown, it tells you all you need to know about who they truly want to help. You know who they want to help? Themselves. After the president signed a three-week continuing resolution, the speaker gloated with a presidential-style enrollment ceremony. Democrats marveled at her exercise of raw political motivation. And many in the media responded like they were beat reporters from their hometown team. This all sounds like a historic event. What exactly was everyone celebrating? They were celebrating nothing.
This is Kevin McCarthy, House Minority Leader in the Congress. Just an absolute incredible speech. He lays out just how intractable and, just ridiculous the Democrats have been over all this. He continues in that speech to lay out the, just disaster that's coming across the border, the heroin, the crimes, 10,000 children trafficked across the border every single year. It's a national emergency. Declare it, Donald Trump. They'll tie you up in courts claiming it's not a national emergency, but people are suffering. The Democrats are intractable. Children, declare the emergency, exercise your power, or get out of office.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call the talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if we have ever been... I don't know if anyone in the history of the world has ever been in a situation in which the American people now find themselves, in which there is a literal war going on to take over their country, where tens of thousands of military-aged men are pouring into their country, unwelcomed, uninvited, infiltrating it, invading it. And the numbers that go along with this, I mean, Kevin McCarthy continues to lay it out in that speech I played last segment. 10,000 children trafficked, 90% of the heroin comes across. Mexico itself had 33,000 murders last year, over 14,000 more than occurred in Syria over the same amount of time. So here you have, and so in any other time, this would be a ridiculous thing to have happen, where you literally have one country being invaded by another, one country essentially being like at war with another country. The leader of America is trying to protect America against this aggressive, antagonistic domination by another country. He's trying to stop that. And the politicians of America are stopping him from preventing it. Has this ever happened in the history of mankind that one country is invaded by another and that first country does nothing to stop it because the politicians of that country refuse to allow any action against the invader? This could not be more cut and dry that these are traitors, that these are anti-American infiltrators that now have our government in a vice grip, and their entire purpose is to stop us from protecting ourselves from invasion. This is insane. This is absolutely insane. So I really just need to try to get that across. I have so many stories. I want to get to other stories, but I cannot emphasize enough just how bizarre and infuriating this situation is. Can you imagine any other time? Could you imagine, Hitler's Nazi Germany moving into France and the French government, half of them are like, we need to go stop the Nazis from invading. They're invading. They're taking over our towns. We need to do something. And the other half is sitting there going, don't be racist. Don't be racist against the Nazis. Just let them in. And literally stopping any action being done, to the point that if Trump declares a national emergency, which it is unequivocally a national emergency, then that's actually the only mechanism by which he'll never get the wall. Because then he tries to put up the wall. They take him to court. The judge puts an injunction to stop the building of the wall temporarily while they settle whether or not he can legally do it. Gets tied up in court. They've already filled the judges with they've already filled the judgeships with activist judges. So it will at least get drawn out, if not, you know, actively overturned by, you know, some unknown judge that none of us know. None of us chose him. Somebody appointed him somewhere. But he's the one that gets to decide. No, Donald Trump is not allowed to protect this country against invasion. Insane. So that's why Donald Trump is not declaring a national emergency, because that's exactly what would happen. So maybe the national emergency is that we have traitors in our own government that are preventing us from stopping invasion. Insane. Insanity. So now I'll get on to other stories, but my God, I hope you understand what we're dealing with. And the national emergency is A, coming across Mexico, but B, only possible because of the traitors in our own government. And like I was saying yesterday, and there was a good analogy about terrorists and terrorism that I heard somebody say a while ago. One of my friends says that, you know, we're always worried about what happened right before the terrorist incident. And that's like, you know, playing a couple downs in football, and then you get to the 1 yard line, and then they run it across that 1 yard line and get the touchdown. And everybody's like, oh, how'd they get past that one yard line? It's like, oh, we should have been able to stop them there at that 1 yard line. Like, you know, guys, let's focus all our attention on what went wrong at the goal line. But it's like, well, you had 99 yards to try to stop them. Maybe we should step back and think, all right, what happened previous to that? How did they get to the first yard line in the first place? This is what is happening with the wall. Sure, the wall will help prevent that 1 yard run and get the touchdown. It'll prevent people from getting in quite so easily. It'll make deportations actually effective rather than just a process by which we spend tens of thousands of dollars and inconvenience somebody for a month until they can just wander back over. Ridiculous. But that wall is that red zone 1 yard line, goal line play. But those 99 yards, those are the NGOs, those are the people paying for these buses, those are the politicians in those countries and in our country encouraging these people to come across. These are the sanctuary city laws. These are the non-governmental organizations that are going in and teaching and training the migrants to present themselves as in need of asylum so they can take advantage of our laws. This is the 99 yards before this. That's where we have to make a stand. That's what we have to destroy. Those are the roots of the problem. We can't just constantly be chopping off the very top of the weed and not rip it out by its roots. And the roots are these non-governmental organizations in collusion and cahoots with politicians in America, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras. Money poured into these people by corporations and billionaires in America who want the free labor, who want more democratic policies so they can destroy private wealth, so they can get people into the governmental systems, so they can control them, and they can manipulate their lives and be uncontested in their perches of power and their seats at the table with the elite. This is what we need to solve. This is the problem that we need to solve. These are the people that we need to identify and punish for subverting our laws. This is what everybody understood until the unbelievably successful campaign of enforced stupidity took on the United States. Now, in this next segment, oh, aren't you excited to find out what happens when a vice reporter and quintessential soy boy tries to take InfoWars supplements and watch InfoWars for a full 5 days? Because you'll find out. You'll see it on the other side. We will watch that Vice video where they tried to destroy InfoWars. Spoiler alert, it backfires. We're also going to read through the comments beneath that Vice video. So get ready to laugh, because I don't know why they think that they can come at InfoWars and that the vast majority of America does not fall for their crap. The vast majority of free-thinking people are not tricked by you wizards, you manipulators, you liars. So that's fun. We'll see that on the other side. Some breaking news here, and this is just developing. The Trump administration is going to suspend a nuclear treaty with Russia. That's basically the extent of what we have now. The Trump administration announced Friday it would suspend its obligation under a decades-old Cold War arms control pact with Russia on Saturday, citing Moscow's violation of the treaty. The White House announced this decision to stop complying with the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty in a statement from President Trump early Friday. So guys, let's try to get that video. We'll bring you that just as soon as we can pull it. And this is just before Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed the move in remarks from the State Department. So we'll bring you that video on the other side, as well as this Vice hit piece that utterly failed. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, I'm joined by Millie Weaver, who has undercover footage from an abortion clinic that'll make you sick to your stomach, but you need to see it. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, Patriot Nurse will be joining me for an extensive conversation on a wide range of subjects. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is the Dave and Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got, nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product, and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. This concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate Krill Oil that is so pure, so good. And we have the Ultimate Fish Oil as well. All three of those, everybody. Energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart. These are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest Turbo Force for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, is going to become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
So, two quick corrections to make for you here in the last segment of the David Knight Show. Millie Weaver is polishing up that video, that undercover video. She wants to make the report totally complete before she announces what it is. And it's probably better because she will probably be revealing it on the Alex Jones Show, which naturally has a massive audience, which will probably be the best place to get that message out there. So, which is good because I have so much news to cover. I need the extra time, and we will be spending plenty of time with Patriot Nurse in the 10 o'clock hour for with the abortion topic. I think we'll stick with that for quite a bit of it. And then the second correction would be that I misread this article as I was reading it to you fine folks that President Trump himself gave an address. It looks like it was just an announcement from his office about the suspending of this nuclear treaty with Russia. The U.S. has publicly accused Russia of violating this treaty that was signed in 1987. Since 2014, during the Obama administration, by fielding a cruise missile, and basically it's a ban on cruise missiles with ranges between 500 and 5,500 kilometers. Russia's repeatedly denied violating the treaty, leading to an impasse. Diplomatic talks aimed at bringing Moscow back into compliance. This is Mike Pompeo says, we provided Russia with an ample window of time to mend its ways and for Russia to honor its commitment. Tomorrow, that time runs out. So basically, in October, the President Trump's administration said, hey, you have 60 days or you have, you know, a certain amount of time until to come into compliance with these with this nuclear treaty that you signed back in 1987. According to them, Russia has basically refused to do so. And so now they are saying, I'll say exactly how he says it. He says, we can no longer be restricted by a treaty while Russia shamelessly violates it, which, hey, you can't really argue with that logic there. I'm not particularly in favor of getting rid of nuclear armed treaties and perhaps creating a new Cold War-style arms race. But it makes perfect sense that if you have a treaty where you're both supposed to be complying with it and one side doesn't comply, well, that means the treaty's broken. That means you don't have to comply with it either. I mean, that's just how treaties work. I know it's confusing to live in a world where treaties are upheld and commitments are kept. I know the Democrats are unfamiliar with this concept, but that's how the world works, unfortunately. And then you have this guy, like, what's his name? Derek Johnson, executive director of Global Zero, saying flipping over the negotiating table and storming out of the room may have worked in real estate, but when you're dealing with nuclear treaties, the risk of misplaying your hand isn't a failed business venture. It's an arms race and possibly nuclear war, which is true. But he says the administration's decision does nothing to make America safer and does not bode well for the future of nuclear arms control. I just want to know, I mean, should we just continue to pretend the treaty exists when it doesn't? It's absolutely absurd. We have a clip now of Mike Pompeo from this morning giving this announcement. Let's go to that.
The United States will therefore suspend its obligations under the INF Treaty effective February 2nd. We will provide Russia and the other treaty parties with formal notice that the United States is withdrawing from the INF Treaty effective in 6 months, pursuant to Article 15 of the treaty. Russia has jeopardized the United States' security interest, and we can no longer be restricted by the treaty while Russia shamelessly violates it. If Russia does not return to full and verifiable compliance with the treaty within this six-month period by verifiably destroying its INF-violating missiles, their launchers, and associated equipment, the treaty will terminate.
So there you go. Mike Pompeo basically saying, hey, we gave them plenty of time to correct their behavior in line with the treaty. They didn't, so now the treaty is void. That's how treaties work, unfortunately. We will continue to give you updates as this story unfolds. Let's go ahead and go to this Vice video. I have to apologize to you fine folks. Here I am talking about nuclear treaties and Cold War arms races and the international conflict between Russia and America. I forgot I'm on InfoWars, and all we ever talk about here are conspiracy theories and Sandy Hook and Pizzagate. So I don't know what I'm doing. Sorry, Vice. You know, I forgot that all we do is baseless speculation. So my apologies. When we get back, I'll be sure to just rant and rave incoherently like you pretend that we do all the time. Sorry. I'm sorry I'm giving you real hardcore, up-to-the-minute news here. That's not what I'm supposed to be doing, according to Vice. This is Vice, their new video. I lived off Alex Jones' InfoWars supplements for 5 days. Let's go to that.
I'm Will Tillman, and for 5 days, I'm going to become an info warrior and a zealous follower of Alex Jones.
Ugh. I just feel like I'm completely going insane.
Ugh. I'm here hammering.
This is Alex Jones, the hard right conspiracy theorist and host of the channel InfoWars. You may know him from the crazy conspiracy theories he touts, or his recent banishment from all major social media for different forms of hate speech and spreading misinformation.
Now you've seen massive lies about us. This is a concerted, un-American cartel mafia operation.
In the face of his multiple bans, and with his major revenue streams now cut off, InfoWars' survival now depends on the support from Jones' super fans, known as InfoWarriors,
and right, the sale of wellness products. Let's pause that right here. Channel. We have never had any support except for the store. Now, the social media allowed us to reach more people, but that's it. I mean, we weren't making any money particularly off YouTube, especially in the last year that we were on it. They totally cut us off. We were hardly making anything through actual YouTube. It was all because of InfoWars Store. So that's just a blatant lie. This has always been how we've been funded. But this is also where you see the point of this video. They spend no time talking. I mean, he says, I mean, the point of this is, yeah, I'm going to buy the supplements and live off those, but he also says, I'm going to sit here and listen to Alex Jones's news. Now, InfoWars has done hit jobs like this before where they watch our 34-hour broadcast to try to break it down, and it's the same thing. They literally only say, oh, I feel like I'm crazy watching this. That's literally their only criticism. That's it. I mean, there's no like, wow, look at this crazy thing he said. Wow, I'm watching this, and I can't believe he just said that. Literally nothing, except they talk about Owen Schroyer talking about gay frogs. Like, wow, super original, Vice. But just remember that. They're using this video to target our income source. This video is a hit job against our ability to maintain because they're trying to convince people that our products are no good. They failed to do that in this video as well, but that's the point of it. They're trying to eliminate our ability to get income. So just want to lay that out. Let's keep going.
We've got Happy's, the new mood and stress natural herbal formula.
InfoWars has always seemed ridiculous to me. And the fact that Alex Jones continues to have a devoted following is baffling. So to see if I could better understand the appeal, I decided to try and become an InfoWarrior myself.
Cool. So in order to live like an InfoWarrior, I'm going to get all my nourishment and sustenance through products that I got off of the InfoWars website. Let's see.
First, we have the Patriot Blend coffee. We
delicious.
Have the Brainforce
I'm drinking
Plus
it right
pills
now.
Taken twice daily that supposedly increase focus and cognitive functions.
And they the do. He never mentions Brainforce again the rest of the thing.
Claims to support healthy muscle growth and digestion. It's also chocolate flavored. We have Super Male Vitality, a liquid supplement.
Last run, folks. Get your Super Male Vitality right now. Iconic product. InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be gone soon.
None of these supplements have been evaluated by the FDA.
Oh, here's a fun fact. Let's pause right there. No supplements are given approval by the FDA. I just want to throw that out there. This is not something special about InfoWars. This is a thing that is on the bottle of every single supplement you can buy from Whole Foods or Amazon or anywhere else. Just want to throw that out there. They won't tell you that because they're liars. Let's keep going.
Through a life straw to filter out fluoride and other supposedly harmful chemicals.
That is a stupid thing to do, sir.
The InfoWars store is full of doomsday prepping materials, including a week's worth of non-perishable food from which you'll get 3 meals a day.
In solidarity with Alex Jones, for these 5 days, I will get all my news and media exclusively from the daily broadcast of InfoWars.
There he goes, deleting BuzzFeed.
Sorry, buddy.
Gosh, how will you know what's going on in the world if you don't have BuzzFeed?
Yo, you're gonna leave.
Oh, he's totally failing. So he's using emergency products like the Life Straw, which is there for emergencies, you understand. If you wanted to get the Alexa Pure Pro, it's very nice. It sits on your counter and it's easy to get out. And now he's eating the emergency food.
Final product of the mac and cheese. I am pleasantly surprised with how it turned out.
So there you go. This is the 10-year shelf life
water that I got from the
emergency
straw.
Food. He's eating it as if you're supposed to be the only thing that you eat every day. No, it's for an emergency, you fool. Let's go ahead and pull it down right now. I'm going to keep going to this video in the first 5 minutes of the next hour because we'll continue to look through this video and dissect exactly what Vice is up to, those sneaky liars, and then we'll look at the comments beneath the video on the YouTube page. Hopefully they haven't deleted all the good ones yet, because there are some good ones, ladies and gentlemen. You out there, you know what we're doing. You appreciate it, and we appreciate you going out there and defending us against the lies and slander of Vice.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of The David Knight Show, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on the 1st of February, 2019. We're going to get right back into this Vice video and continue making fun of the soy boy ghoul that they have hosting it. If you're listening on the radio, you can't see the blindingly white and pale and fallow and sort of he looks like he's starving. The boy needs some meat on his bones is what I'm saying. Now, we know that he's using emergency products to try to eat for the whole week, which he's completely upended his entire diet and is living off emergency food as if that is what we are asking you to do. No, you buy that emergency food, you put it away in your closet, and it is delicious, healthy, and nutritious for the time in which any number of things can happen and cut you off from the food supply that relies on the quite elaborate and complicated system that we rely on for our sustenance. Now, let's go back to that video and I'll continue to mock him.
Gay frogs now. This is what I always expect InfoWars to be.
Is the only clip he actually shows from InfoWars.
The frogs gay.
That's it. He spends the rest of the time not talking about the news.
The Wake Up America Patriot blend.
Delicious. Even he can't deny it.
That's really good, actually. I'll tip my hat to Alex Jones. This is a banging cup of coffee.
Chiapas Farmers.
I'm about to go to the gym. Alex Jones himself has a very rigid workout routine. Before I go,
he doesn't even mix in bone broth.
Bone marrow mix, which helps muscle growth. I'm sweating.
This guy has never had a protein shake in his whole life. He's literally not even sweating.
I don't know if I can do the bone broth.
Went on the stair stepper for 10 minutes. I'm exhausted. I can't handle it.
So I made eye contact with someone as I said that. Rise and shine with some Super Meal Vitality.
He makes a face here. Super Meal Vitality is delicious, so I don't know what he's talking about. It really does taste good. Like, what? That's totally false.
Here we go. Gonna be really manly today.
You're gonna be really manly today.
So we just got home.
What a wimp.
I don't particularly feel good right now. I'm watching InfoWars. This is the first time in the 3 days where I felt like very tired and exhausted, and I still need to make my bone broth for the day.
He's trying to live off supplements. You're supposed to eat normal food, you spaz. He's like spilling it all over his face. He didn't mix it up. Like, this makes you look like an idiot. This does not reflect on Alex Jones whatsoever that you don't know how to make a protein shake.
4 days of Super Meal Vitality.
And make it with milk if you want my
opinion. I still can't grow a beard, and I still can't grow chest hair.
I tried to start this journey with an open mind and was willing to admit if the InfoWars supplements had a positive effect on me.
But I stopped eating normal food the entire time.
Ugh.
I completely changed my diet. I'm mixing bone broth with water, which you can do. That's fine, but I much prefer it with milk.
And gross. I decided to
or in a milkshake of some sort.
Turns out most of the main ingredients, like the protein powder in the Ultimate Bone Broth, are the same things you would find in generic vitamins found at your local GNC. Or nootropics, which are supplements that supposedly improve cognitive functions, like the maca root in the Super Meal Vitality. For years, these unextraordinary products have been sold at a high markup, giving Alex Jones revenue as high as $20 million.
But from you know how much money it costs to run this place?
See how someone would want to buy these. Jones's constant fear-mongering creates a sense of distrust about the world, and the quacky products...
Oh yeah, it's his fear-mongering. It's not that everyone's lying. It's not that resistance. Giant like systems have been established to distract and confuse the populace. No, it's Alex Jones.
To dinner, we have the Traveler's Stew.
Oh, geez, we're already out of time. The five minutes is already up. Shoot. Well, we'll have to hang out a little bit in the next segment and give you those comments that people have made on the video. Because that's the best part, is seeing you out there, you info warriors out there, defending us, defending our honor, and telling this soy boy what it's all about. I mean, nothing makes me happier. I love you people so much. Thanks for defending us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the second hour of The David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight. If you are a radio listener, there's a chance that you missed our last segment, the last 5 minutes in which we showed the remainder of the Vice video. Quick conclusion, the soy boy still can't grow hair on his face. Or the rest of his body. Yeah, he's still weak. He can hardly handle going to the gym without feeling faint and sick. And we're going to go to some of these comments to look at him. But I really just want to point out first, again, Vice has done this before. I did a response a little while ago called Vice Takes on InfoWars, Fails Miserably, something along those lines, where one of the Vice writers watched a 34-hour broadcast of ours. And it's the same thing that happens here. We, in this entire video, it was supposed to be two parts. It was supposed to be living off the supplements and listening to Alex Jones say the news and get all of your news from that. They showed one clip, one singular clip from a broadcast, and it's Owen Schroyer talking about gay frogs and showing the footage of the Berkeley scientist showing you the science of how it changes the sex of frogs. So if Vice was honest at all, they would have a little segment saying, here's Owen Schroyer talking about gay frogs. I always thought this was a meme, but you know, here he is showing the science. So, I mean, gosh, maybe I need to have a more open mind. Maybe we were wrong about this, but you know, they always say the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Well, here it is. This is the absence of evidence, and it is evidence of absent anything that they can mock in our broadcasts. And it's the same thing that happened in the 34-hour broadcast. He writes like four pages, and literally none of it is about our information. Literally none of it says, oh, and then they said this, and then he said, and then he made this claim, and then he said this crazy conspiracy theory. None of it. They just say, oh, well, it's all nonsense. It's all crazy. It's all crazy. And you go, okay, what was crazy? And there's like, all of it. I mean, it's just gay frogs. I mean, all of it's crazy. It's just what they do, because you know that if they had just one thing, if they just had one thing that was Alex or Owen or David or myself or Rob do, any of us saying something that they could go, okay, clip that out, put that in, and then do like, oh gosh, this is, you know, they're so crazy. Their information's whack. But they don't have any. He spent a whole week watching InfoWars. He couldn't find one single clip of us saying something ridiculous, us saying something untrue, us saying something speculative or improper, unprofessional, nothing. So here in this instance, the absence of evidence is in fact evidence of absence, because we know their agenda, we know what they're trying to do. The fact that they failed to do it is evidence that there was nothing for them to find. So let's go to the comments, shall we? Let's read what you fine folks out there have to say to Vice, what our InfoWars army and the InfoWarriors IRL have to say. So stop one, Vice, get your math correct. A week is 7 days, not 5 days. Okay, so they changed the title. It originally said a week. He said, I love the idea that he thinks getting his information from effing BuzzFeed is fine, but InfoWars is crazy. I lolled. That's number two with 216 upvotes. You're too high. Alex Jones, greater than Vice's entire channel. Remember when Vice was cool, ... so long ago. So you changed your diet up entirely, got diarrhea, and then said you felt tired. Oh, okay. This is why 15% of your staff got laid off. Oh, that's a very long one, but basically, oh, okay, I'll read it though. You say Alex Jones is misleading, but I can pick out several statements you made that are misleading. You say Alex Jones supplements aren't regulated by the FDA, like it's a knock to Jones, but newsflash, all supplements are not regulated by the FDA. Someone has to prove something doesn't work for it to get pulled off the shelves. 99% of supplement industry is fairy dust, that's marked up. Not ours, my friend, not ours. Second, Alex Jones isn't claiming you should have lived solely off his supplements. They're called supplements, which means they're supposed to supplement an otherwise healthy diet. You idiot. Going on to the next one. 1 week doesn't change a lifetime of cucking. Doesn't know what a protein mixer is or how to grind and brew coffee. Vice is a joke. You think Alex Jones is ridiculous? Look in the mirror, you dork. His supplements don't work on soy boys. He, quote, felt like he was losing his mind. That is your brain deprogramming all the propaganda that has been fed from educational institution and mainstream media. Alex Jones greater than John Oliver, Trevor Noah, Jimmy Kimmel, Samantha Bee, Bill Maher, Seth Meyer, and Jimmy Fallon. These are just the top comments, folks. These are just the most upvoted comments on Vice's channel. We have not cherry-picked these. These are the top by open voting. All supplements are not regulated by the FDA, including your soy milk. If you're beta, even Alex's supplements can't help you. That's not true. You can be helped by Alex's supplements. It just can't be the only thing. You got to do your own work a little bit. He says life straws don't filter fluoride. Also, water doesn't naturally have bubbles in it like that. What are you drinking? So yeah, life straws are for emergencies when your systems break down during an emergency and you need to filter the toxicity out of your water. That's what the life straw's for. They know this, but they're just being idiots. The people advice, I mean. He says, I think you're supposed to still eat normal food. Somebody else says, people respect InfoWars. Nobody respects Vice. Somebody else says, learn to code. That is a hate crime. That comment is a hate crime. Saying learn to code is a hate crime against journalists, a protected class. He said, no supplements or vitamin products are FDA approved. Getting off his soy diet must have been a shock to the soy boys' libtard system. Gay frogs are controlling the banks and mainstream media. Wake up. Okay, the first, actually kind of funny, but maybe sarcastic, but the first comment, I mean, we're like 30 comments in until we find one that is even sarcastically against Alex Jones. This is a news organization that makes its own money, unlike Vice. You're damn right. Doesn't speak on how he's been banned from damn near every social media platform. Is this the American way to do things? I'm not the biggest fan, but what happened to freedom of speech? See, there's good Americans out there, man. They don't have to agree with us. They understand what's going on. This is stolen from another YouTuber. Vice equals the enemy of the people. Gavin McGinnis was correct about Vice. C-word. Alex Jones is more honest and correct than CNN and MSNBC combined. The InfoWars cultists clicked on this video. Oh yes, we're cultists. Look how brainwashed we are. So there you go. I'll stop there since we finally reached our first actual negative comment. Some 50 to 100 comments down. Absolutely incredible. Thank you, Vice, once again for your inadvertent advertising of our products. We so appreciate it. You think that people are dumb and they just sit back and just absorb the nonsense that you throw at them? But spoiler alert, people are thinking creatures. People have their own consciousness. People are aware of the tactics that you use, and so they aren't working as well as they once did. People understand that you are doing a hit piece against a patriotic American who has a self-funded media empire at this point. They recognize that Alex Jones is 100% sincere. They recognize the supplements work, and they recognize that Vice is a globalist-funded massive mainstream media conglomerate that is in the business of manipulation. Now, I don't want to give anything away, but let's just say I might be giving them a taste of their own medicine, okay? I might be giving them a taste of their own medicine. We might find out what it's like to live a little while taking Vice's advice. That'll be fun, won't it? We'll see. We'll see about that. But folks, it's true. The supplements are top-notch. The bone broth is top-notch protein powder, And you'll recognize that if you've ever had protein powder before, unlike the ghoul in that last video. If you are a radio listener, you got to understand this guy literally looks like a ghoul. I would be scared if I saw him emerge from a gully at night, but it would not be out of character for the gremlin that I'm looking at here. He's trying Super Male Vitality. Folks, Super Male Vitality is in its last run. Now, this is a truly benchmark product. This is a product that has been a cornerstone in the InfoWars store for a very long time and is synonymous with the reignition and rekindling of the fire of maleness, the fire of masculinity that has been so quashed and so doused recently. Well, it's being rekindled once again, and InfoWars is on the forefront. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Kick vice in the gut. Let's say that. Kick vice in the butt. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and help us fight back these soy boys.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home.
head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Oh, man. All right. The crew and I are still just laughing at Vice over here. Julian, the switcher, points out, he's like, do you see the kitchen they have? Do you see the break room they have in there? And InfoWars, like, Alex treats us really well. He gets us anything that we need. He pays us well. Like we're good here. But, like, we've got, you know, an old school coffee machine. We've got a microwave, refrigerator. It's bare bones here, people. It's like we're not rolling in luxury. And I said, you know, well, that's what you can get when, you know, HBO gives you, you know, billions of dollars to do whatever you want. And this is the dystopia of the tech companies. And I recently had a friend visit the Netflix headquarters, and it's like, they all have this, like, you go up and it's just like all this junk food. There's like a masseuse on staff. They bring you sandwiches, and it's like they're all in these high rises over LA, and you go down to the street level and it's just like homeless people crapping on the street, shooting up heroin, needles on the ground. They're stabbing each other. And it's just like high above that, floating above them, are these, you know, people paid six figures to increase diversity in the movies that we watch. And they're all sipping their, you know, lattes from the Starbucks booth that they get free coffee from. And they're all just pumped full of these billions of dollars. And, like, we have this, I mean, studio, the new studio that we're building with the Hyperwall. It's just, like, incredible, massive screen that's, like, you know, technologically advanced, and like it's a mainstay, it's a focal point of our expansion as we move forward, and like that's where we put our money into, and that's where we reinvest into to try to increase the production value here at InfoWars. And meanwhile, in the Netflix office, in their main lobby, there's an equally sized screen, and it's just there showing the big Netflix logo with, like, you know, animated bunnies and deer hopping around. And it's like they spend this much money on just a screen in their lobby. Like, they just have so much money. And then CJ, sound operator, points out to me that there's no charity given by these tech companies or by these media companies or by Facebook or any of these big, very liberal, virtuous things. They don't actually give anything to charity. They don't actually give anything back. They don't actually help the people that are, like, starving and homeless. Direct, like, on their curb, directly outside of their building. And this is the trick that you fall into with liberalism and with socialism and with the love of the state, is that to them, they're like, well, I spend all day encouraging people to be Democrats. I spend all day encouraging people to submit to the state and increase the power of the state. So to them, that's like, that's their charity, because that is how corrupt their mind is that they're like, the only way people can get help is through the state. The only reason people are failing is because the state's not helping them enough. So as long as I just spend all of my time and all of my energy pumping up the state, then I don't need to do anything else. And I can actually reward myself with insane amounts of money and pointless purchases because I'm such a virtuous little good boy. Meanwhile, you go to Houston, and, like, every orchestra, the zoo, the opera, free daycare, the homeless kitchens, they're all funded by big oil. It's all Exxon presents the Houston Zoo or whatever, or, you know, Hamlet presented by, whatever, Scion Energy or whatever energy company it is. And it's all this, like, it's a charity culture where all of the rich wives of the rich oil executives, like, they spend all of their time setting up charities, doing philanthropy, buying new artwork for the museum, or opening an entire wing of a museum, you know, to do this, supporting universities. It's like, and those are the people that these D-bags up in California, in New York, are constantly railing against and trying to destroy and telling you they're evil, they're awful, they're destroying the earth. Meanwhile, they're doing nothing to help anybody but themselves and the government. So just a little bit more, talk about the hypocrisy of the tech elite and we, their humble subjects. that they float above in their Xanadu, floating above the rest of us and just watching the world collapse as they sip their soy lattes. It's ridiculous. But yeah, you know, it's so easy for them to control the narrative and so easy for them to convince everybody that everybody hates InfoWars and everybody thinks that Alex Jones is this crazy, just nonsensical conspiracy theorist. So it really is heartwarming when you go to a video like this and the comments are just full of supporters. And even if they're not supporters, they at least recognize what Vice is doing and they come and support Alex. Like it's so heartwarming to see that and to be reminded that we have people out there that are patriotic Americans and understand the BS being thrown at them. And it gives you hope that this is working, that us getting this information out there is not just being crushed entirely by the media elites, but is actually having an impact and actually, showing people what the reality is. So in the last couple minutes of this segment, I won't go to a video, but I'll talk about some of this, some of these quick news stories that hopefully we'll get more into. I think Patriot Nurse will probably have something to say about this, so I'll bring these back up in the 10 o'clock hour. But just quickly, USA Powerlifting, the powerlifting affiliation here, it's the National Affiliate of International Powerlifting Federation, adopted and follows the policies defined by the IPF Medical Committee, which basically says you are not allowed to be transgender and participate. So, you know, pretty simple policy here. It's talking about, therapeutic steroids and testosterone. And basically these are unfair competition enhancers that allow you to unfairly defeat people. So they are getting rid of it. So it makes perfect sense. This is a scientist-based policy. And the thing is that the ridiculousness is that people will come out and be like, well, you're denying them their personhood or something. It's like, y'all, if you actually, like, what is the point of having athletic competition if you're just going to allow total disregard of nature or disregard of, like, actual physical prowess? Like, if I can just, like, shoot up a bunch of testosterone and steroids and go outlift the next guy, have I really achieved anything? Is that really anything worth celebrating? And, you know, is this really, like, something that we need to be caring about? It'll destroy the sports if it's allowed to happen. In fact, I can't wait until I'll give it to like 2024 maybe. And I have a prediction that in the 2024 Olympics, once, you know, if we don't do anything to stop this just insane identity politics, anti-nature, anti-reality stuff and anti-nationhood stuff. Like, what are the Olympics? The Olympics are for peoples of different nations to compete against each other and, you know, bring national pride back for winning against the rest of the world. It's about, you know, finding out who's the best in the world at this or that. So now it's going to be like the women's track tournament is just going to be like 9 Kenyan men. It'll just be like, we're just going to watch a bunch of Kenyans race against each other. And one's going to be a Kenyan from France and one's going to be a Kenyan from Australia and one's going to be a Kenyan from America. But they're all going to be men and because they're all going to outrace all the women. So that's what we have to look forward to. So this is the first step in stopping that ridiculousness and actually saying, hey, isn't there a reason that we have athletic competition? Isn't there a reason that we want to pit the best of the best against each other in all natural competition to see who's the most dedicated, to see who's the most well-trained, to see who's the most physically ambitious? Or are we just gonna throw that all out the window for the sake of identity politics? I guess that just goes out with the rest of it. Are we throwing everything else away? Why not?
Globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Listen, I'm just going to tell Lister something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got, nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. This concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate krill oil that is so pure, so good. We have the ultimate fish oil as well. All three of those, everybody, energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart. These are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest Turbo Force for folks in the military or doctors or our long haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, has become our number one best selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight. Now, in the last segment, I talked about how the USA Powerlifting Organization has now passed bylaws excluding transgender people, which makes perfect sense in my opinion. But meanwhile, you have we had a story yesterday that covered it, teachers in the UK being trained to identify transgenders by identifying when children say things like, I feel different. Well, you know, it's time to put a dress on them. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's bringing in and, enlisting teachers, enlisting servants of the state who are there to ostensibly educate your children and enrolling them in a program that they are that they have to do. I mean, they have to go to these trainings and they have to implement these policies that they're being told to implement.
So now you are enrolling these teachers in a ideologically driven pro transgender, pro LGBT program to actively go out and help children become transgender. And we know how it works out, where if a teacher's like, hey, this kid is transgender, and the parent is like, no, he's not, don't you dare put a dress on my child, which has happened many times. Places in like Canada, and actually it's happened in America too, the teacher can actually go to the state and say, these parents are abusing this child because I know this child is transgender and the parents are refusing to allow me to treat them as such. And the state will actually take that child away from the parents. It's absolutely sick and ridiculous. So that is really happening in the UK, where teachers are being trained to do this, and it's increasing the amount of so-called transitions by a factor of at least 2. Gee, I wonder why. I mean, certainly it's not because they're being convinced that they're transgender. I mean, it's just, I can't even be sarcastically in favor of it. It's just ridiculous. But then we also have this story from England as well. School defends LGBT lessons after religious parents complain. The assistant head teacher of a school teaching children about homosexuality as part of a special program has defended its decision after 400 predominantly Muslim parents signed a petition for the subject to be dropped from the curriculum. And so, like, the real question here is, what happened to you Christians? What happened to us? Why are we so easily misled by SJW nonsense? I literally had to leave the Episcopalian church and go to the Anglican church, because when you think of a church and a religion, what you want are unchanging ideals built on the revealed truth of the one true God that are forever. And instead, what you have are churches that bend and sway and want to be popular with atheists and other religions. And they just say, well, you know, it's been the way the church has done it for 2000 years, but I mean, it's 2019. So better change everything. It's ridiculous. That's not the point of religions are. We've been utterly hollowed out. And so that's it. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, because you have these churches who try to change with the times, and people look at it and go, okay, what? Why am I going to church if you're going to literally let CNN dictate what my religion is? If you're going to let, like, that's ridiculous. That's not how it's supposed to work. So then you have people leaving, and you have the church going, oh gosh, there's people leaving. We better get more modern. People are leaving because we're too traditional. Better get more modern. The Orthodox Church isn't losing members. No, the Orthodox Church is gaining members. That's the most traditional one that there is. The Anglican Church is exploding. That's the one that split off from the Episcopalians when the Episcopalians decided that being popular with the media is more important than the revealed truth that's held within the Bible. So it's totally misread by all the churches, and it's a really sad thing, because then you have, you know, your kids in school being taught about being gay, being told to be gay, being told that they're transgender because they feel a little different. And the Christians just go, oh, okay, well, we love you anyway. And it's like, Jesus, I mean, good job, Muslims. Like, way to go. Well done. You have vastly outdone the Christians in your ability to simply stand up for your religion and deny these cultural terrorists, these cultural predators from, injecting their own ideology onto your students. So the story continues. Children from reception age, so I guess that would be kindergarten, through year 6 were being taught five no outsiders lesson per year, each one covering topics to meet requirements in the Equality Act. Books being read by the pupils include Mommy, Mama, and Me, and King and King, stories about same-sex relationships and marriages. And this is one of the mothers here. She says, children are being told it's okay to be gay, yet 98% of children in this school are Muslim. It's a Muslim community. He said all parents are on board with it, but the reality is no parents are on board with it. Now, if you say that and you're a Muslim, you're celebrated. You're, well, it's your traditional. It's about honoring the father and the mother. They're so spiritual and wonderful and brown. And then you have a Christian saying, hey, this is a Christian community. We don't want, lessons taught to our kids telling them to approve of a gay lifestyle like you have in, schools all over the country, but most famously recently, Karen Pence, Mike Pence's wife, teaches in a school that does not approve of LGBT practices. And she was tarred and feathered as a Nazi right-wing anti-gay extremist. So all it takes is Christians just going, hey, you know what? I really don't care what you think. I am not okay with you teaching my child this. And it has nothing to do with tolerance, because you can be perfectly tolerant and you can explain to your kid, look, everyone has a mommy and a daddy. Some have, two daddies, but that you don't have to approve of it with the same level that you approve heterosexual relationships. Like, I don't understand. It is a sin in the church. Like, it's a sin in Christianity. So you don't condemn the person. You don't say, I don't want anything to do with that person. They're evil. Everybody lives in sin. I'm living in sin. You're living in sin. We're all living in sin. So you can't throw them under the bus for it. But at the same time, you don't have to capitulate and say, well, it's just as good. It's just as good as everything else. You know, I liken it to, premarital sex, that you can actually be friends with, be tolerant with. You can explain to your kids, yes, if you get married, you live together, and they'll say, but they aren't married. You say, yeah, well, sometimes people aren't married and they live together too. And, that's okay. It's just not as good. It's just to get married first and live together. That's the right way to do it. You don't have to capitulate and say, yeah, that's just as good. That's just as fine. Getting married is a choice. And if you want to, you can, but it's just as good to live in sin. So it's not about, you don't hate people that have premarital sex. You don't discriminate against them, but you don't have to say that the way that they live is just as righteous or just as, beneficial or whatever you want to say as the other way of living. So it has nothing to do with tolerance. It has to do with maintaining your culture. It has to do with, just maintaining your own convictions and your own beliefs in the face of bullying, in the face of people with other beliefs coming in, telling you that yours are wrong and demanding that you teach your children their ideas. No, just say no. Just do what the Muslims did. Thank you, Muslims, for standing up for this. I really appreciate it. Thank God you have such a cohesive and, strong culture that is not yet in the crosshairs of the cultural imperialists. So good for you. But of course, the school is defending it. They're saying, oh, you don't agree with this? You don't like us teaching your children to be gay? Well, you're wrong. You're wrong. We have to be allowed to do this. Totally, totally absurd. Last segment on the other side. I'm going to get through some of this tech information that I'm telling you about, and then Patriot Nurse joins me.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms.
Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Last segment of the second hour of The David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this 1st of February, 2019. I'm going to go through some of these stories and then get to a story that I feel like I need to correct from a couple days ago. I reported when we had only a few of the facts, and as more facts have emerged, the story has changed. That's the shooting that occurred against Houston police officers that resulted in at least four police officers being killed and several more being injured. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, just some stories that I don't need to go into very much because you probably know all this. Gold standard study finds deleting Facebook is great for your mental health. Duh. It also finds that breathing air keeps you alive. Scientists have detected an enormous cavity growing beneath Antarctica. They're saying this is tons of ice are melting out and hollowing out a massive cavity that's 300 meters. That's almost 1,000 feet tall and covers two-thirds the footprint of Manhattan. That's the size of it. It's at the bottom of Thwaites Glacier. Just know Antarctica is not, there's not a lot known about it for a reason, and it's because it's a very strange place with a lot of very mysterious goings-on. And if you're into conspiracies, you know that you always have to keep an eye on Antarctica. You got to be wondering what they're doing there. There are large, large portions of Antarctica that are actually fertile and green because of the heat that emerges from beneath Antarctica. Of course, there is a rapid exchange of particles that fly into Antarctica and are now observed flying out of Antarctica. Very, very strange stuff. The Nazis had a particular obsession with Antarctica, and it's said that they built a massive base hidden somewhere in Antarctica. Whether that base was found, what's being used for now, remains a mystery. But keep your eye on the southern continent. An undersea plague is apparently obliterating key ocean species. They're calling it an underwater zombie apocalypse. Sea star wasting disease decimated more than 20 species of sea stars from Mexico to Alaska since 2013.
I doubt that has anything to do with the amount of radiation being spilled in there because of the Fukushima disaster. Certainly, that's not it. Supreme Court in Canada rules that energy companies must clean up old wells, even in bankruptcy. Basically, they're saying you can't pay back your creditors until you spend the necessary money to clean up after yourselves, not stick the bill on the Canadian people. I actually fully support this. This is one of these things that people think libertarians just want to let companies do anything that they want. Well, no, you're not allowed to come into an area, destroy it, leave oil and toxic metals and chemicals all over the place, and then just stick the taxpayers with the bill. I don't know how anybody could think that would be a libertarian idea. The idea is that you're not allowed to infringe on anybody else's rights. And to me, that includes the right to clean air and drinking water. It's a violation of the non-aggression principle if somebody comes in and, throws weed killer all over your lawn and destroys it. They're not allowed to do that. But this is the story that I want to talk about because, and this is, gosh, there's so much to say about this, but several police officers were killed as they served a drug warrant in Houston this week, and it is a tragedy. These officers died just following orders as they served what they thought was a valid drug warrant. But the problem is that the way it went down seems to have been utterly botched. So Art Acevedo, who used to be the police chief of Austin, now the police chief of Houston, continually read the wrong name of the street during the press conference. He was saying Hardy Street when in reality it was Harding. So there's some question about maybe the address on the search warrant may have been a mistake. But basically what happened here, I'll read the story as it's written. Monday evening in Houston, a dozen armed men broke into the home of Dennis Tuttle and Regina Nicholas, a middle-aged couple who'd lived at the house on Harding Street for at least 2 decades. The first man through the door, who was armed with a shotgun, used it to kill one of the couple's dogs. Tuttle responded to the home invasion by grabbing a revolver and shooting the man with the shotgun, who collapsed on a sofa in the living room. And as Nicholas, the wife, her last name Nicholas, tried to disarm the intruder, his accomplices shot her. Tuttle returned fire, and by the end of the shootout, he and his wife were both dead. 4 of the assailants were hit by gunfire, while a 5th injured his knee. Many people will be reassured to learn that the men who stormed the house in Harding Street were police officers serving a drug warrant. But I cannot blame these people. Basically, they had been told by a neighbor that this was a drug house and that there was constant traffic because they were selling heroin. And in fact, the Houston police claimed that they'd purchased heroin from this house before in an undercover sting. But the problem is that they apparently announced they were police officers as they smashed down the door. And the people who smashed down the door were in plain clothes. And they immediately came in, a pit bull rushed them, and they shot the dog with a shotgun. Now, if the police bust into your house, having already announced it, I can understand that it's your fault if you just immediately start shooting back at them. It's the police, you know, when they're kicking your door down and rushing in on force, you know, in force, then okay, it's time not to fight back. They're going to win, unfortunately. But the men kicking down the front door were plain clothed. Why would they be plain clothed? What would your reaction to be if one day you're sitting in your living room and some random dude, not in a uniform, kicks your door down and shoots your dog in the face? Absurd. And obviously so basically what they're saying is that many drug dealing houses have elaborate camera systems that allow them to see police approach. And so I guess what the tactic is you have 2 plain clothes police officers who like are walking by the house and they turn quickly and go up to the door and smash it open. And you have uniformed police officers in cruisers, like just around the corner, just around the block, just a second away. And as soon as that breach happens, then they come rushing in with all their cars and they're staying out of sight of these supposed security cameras. Well, there were no security cameras found at this house. There was no heroin found at this house. There was no proof of drug dealing found at this house. There was a little bit of marijuana found, but that is all. So Acevedo says, immediately upon breaching the door, the officers came under fire from 1 or 2 suspects inside the house. But as he revealed during a press conference the next day, it was actually the police who shot first, killing what he described as a very large pit bull that charged at the officer. When a reporter asked whether Tuttle and Nicholas knew they were being raided by police, Acevedo said, quote, "A lot of drug houses have surveillance systems that are better than what businesses use. They want to know, blah, 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 blah." But then it comes out that they didn't have any security cameras, and a house next door to the Tuttle's home did have some surveillance video, and the police took that footage for evidence. Acevedo said the officers involved in the raid were not wearing body cameras. So this is starting to stink. This is starting to smell. This is starting to not be the clear-cut, well, the police were serving a drug warrant and the drug dealers fired back at them. I have seen no proof that these people were drug dealers, and I think they reacted as any reasonable person, reasonable armed person would, when somebody kicks in their door in plain clothes and shoots their dog. I mean, that's insane. So according to Acevedo, the investigation that led to the raid began because a neighbor had the courage to say, "We're not putting up with this. We think they're dealing dope out of that house." This was passed on to Narcotics Vision, which was able to actually determine that the street-level narcotics dealing of black tar heroin was happening at the house. Acevedo said police actually bought black tar heroin at that location, although, quote, "We didn't find any on Monday." Strange. Instead, the search discovered an unspecified amount of marijuana, along with white powder that police thought might be cocaine, or maybe fentanyl. The neighborhood thanked our officers because it was a drug house. They described it as a problem house. But according to the Houston Chronicle, Tuttle and Nicholas, who'd been married for 21 years, kept to themselves, didn't seem like troublemakers. Tuttle's sister told the police she talked to her brother, who was a disabled 59-year-old Navy veteran last week, and he seemed fine. She'd never had any indication that he and his wife were involved in drugs. She says, "I don't buy it at all, not one hot minute." Other relatives and friends offered similar disbelief. Tuttle had no criminal record. So, it seems like somebody messed up really hard here. And this is the craziest thing, is that Acevedo tried to disguise the reality by arguing that the illegal drug trade drives violence in Houston, saying, quote, "While people think drugs is a harmless crime, the industry is not harmless, and a lot of shootings we see in our city are drug rips or people fighting over gang territory." Okay, that's true, but I don't think this matters. But here is the key, right here. Acevedo used the deadly drug raid as a pretext to push gun control, saying politicians should enact policies to curtail the proliferation of firearms in the hands of people who have no business having guns. The only specified example he mentioned was requiring background checks for anyone who buys a firearm at a gun show, whether or not the seller is a federally licensed dealer. But if the local press reports are correct, neither Tuttle nor Nicholas had a criminal record that would have disqualified them from owning guns. So there's the police state in action, ladies and gentlemen. The police can kick your door down, shoot your dog in the face. When you shoot back, they fill you with lead, and then they say, "See, this is why regular people can't have guns. We got to take their guns away in case we want to kick their door down and shoot their dog in the face. We can't have them resisting." Wow. Insane.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost.
perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
As a veteran of 50 years in American politics, I understand that you cannot brand every member of the media with the same brush. And therefore, there are honest reporters in this room. There are capable, honest reporters in this room who are just trying to do their job and get the facts. And there are others who do not meet that criteria. So let's be clear. I do not regard the press or the media as the enemy. I regard some members of the press and the media as the enemy. That said, I wanted the opportunity to make a statement outside the courthouse the other day. That was obviously physically impossible given the pushing, the shoving, the shouting, the spitting. I felt kind of like Vice President Richard Nixon in Caracas in 1958. I want to say, to begin with, that as I think most of you know, I have pled not guilty to the charges against me. I stress that these are all after-the-fact process crimes, and I am not accused of a Russian collusion. I'm not accused of collaboration with WikiLeaks. I am not accused of conspiracy. There is no evidence or accusation that I knew in advance about the source or content of the WikiLeaks materials, be that allegedly hacked material or allegedly stolen material. The allegation that I was less than truthful to the House Intelligence Committee to cover up what underlying crime? There is no underlying crime, and therefore any honest mistake I made in memory would be both immaterial and lacking intent. I do intend to vigorously contest these charges. I will mount as vigorous a defense as I can. I am heartened that Senator Graham and also some Republican members of the House are looking into the manner in which I was arrested. I think, as most of you know, at 5:50 a.m., 29 federal agents, FBI agents, both men and women, arrived in my home wearing full SWAT gear, night vision goggles, brandishing assault weapons, sidearms, and they had a device that is generally used for battering down a door when somebody refuses to open it. There were 17 vehicles in the front yard, two of them armored. There was a helicopter overhead. I live on a canal. There were two amphibious units in the water. My house was completely surrounded by armed agents covering every exit. I have no prior criminal record. I'm accused of nonviolent process crimes. I do not own a gun. There was no guns in the house. I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, but I do not own a firearm. I do not own a valid passport, with the caveat that it may have expired within the last 3 days. I don't know because it was seized by the FBI. I was not read my Miranda rights. I was brought out of the house. I was handcuffed. I was standing in the street wearing a
press conference that Roger Stone held in Washington, D.C. Owen Schroer standing next to him. You can find that full video, the full 40-minute press conference, on InfoWars.com. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com to support this broadcast and everything that we do here. On the other side of this one-minute break coming up, we have Patriot Nurse. I'm very excited to talk to her. Lots of topics that I know she has a lot of great information about, everything from this enforcement of transgenderism through the schools to the new and brazen attempts to take our guns from us, and everything in between. We will be hearing from her on the other side. Patriot Nurse joins me on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. Don't go anywhere, folks, unless you go to InfoWarsStore.com. You can go there. I'll allow you to go there, but nowhere else, all right? Nowhere else.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the third hour of the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight on this, the 1st of February 2019, 10:06 Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for being with us. And thank you to my guest, Patriot Nurse, who we had to cut a little bit short last Friday when the news of Roger Stone's arrest broke, and that became our all-consuming focus. She was nice enough to join us for a short period back then, and now she's back to stay a little bit longer, which is great because she has so much good information and just a powerful way of getting this information across that anybody can understand, which is such a valuable skill. You can follow her on Twitter at The Patriot Nurse. Her website is ThePatriotNurse.com, Facebook, The Patriot Nurse, or YouTube, The Patriot Nurse. Thank you so much for coming on, The Patriot Nurse.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here with you again.
So I want to sort of leave it up to you what we talk about first. There's abortion, there's these attempts at enforcing gun control, and there's this transgender debate. These are sort of the three that I'm excited to hear your input in. What are you seeing as sort of the most important topics of the day?
I mentioned this in my last video, and it seems to me that the left is pushing hard and fast utilizing the whack-a-mole method, which is they have had, since before the election, all of these bills ready to go from day one and are pushing them as fast as they can. It honestly reminds me of the 2008-2009 era when Barack Hussein Obama was installed in office, and for those of us who remember those days, it was a rapid fire, just bam, 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 like you were being overwhelmed with all of this absolutely tyrannical push. And that's what they're doing again. And they're doing this only having one House of Congress. And it's everything from oppressive draconian gun laws to outlawed in, for instance, in Illinois, they're moving towards registration of so-called assault weapons, semi-automatic rifles. In Illinois also, the House had introduced in the Illinois legislature, the House had introduced a bill in which it would give the state the power to spy on citizens' social media accounts before giving them the privilege of their ownership and exercising their Second Amendment. At the same time, in parallel, we have absolutely wicked and demonic legislation and moves towards it's infanticide, in essence, in not only New York, but then, of course, recently, the past few days, the governor of Virginia and then Representative Tran in North Virginia coming out saying that they would be in support of legislation that would allow the murder of children in the midst of labor. And as a prior labor and delivery nurse, when I heard the governor's statements, in my heart, it was just this sick feeling, this and he's supposed to be a physician. Yeah. Like, not a physician I would ever want to work with, not a physician whom I would want as a colleague. As a labor and delivery nurse, every nurse out there knows that you have two patients in that room. And the movement at this point that they have towards killing infants and towards disarming people and taking people's lawful right to defend themselves away, it has taken the mask off effectively. And I am hoping that people are at least starting to see these are not people with whom you can have a logical, reasonable dialogue. They are wicked and evil. And unfortunately, they have control of a lot of the legislative branch right now.
Yeah. And you hit on so many things that I've been talking about this whole week, just that you cannot argue with these people. It's not going to work. They are not based on logic. They're not based on anything except for this, you know, enforced talking points that they just repeat like robots. I mean, you can't argue with it. Yesterday I said it's like trying to argue with a speak and spell. I mean, they say three things. That's all they say. There's no point in trying to get a poignant response from them. And the other thing that you point out is that, yes, they have what now? Nancy Pelosi is the leader of one half of one house, of one half of one third of the government. And this is what they're doing. This is what they're pushing with this modicum, this iota of power. They just overwhelm everybody. And it's not just happening at the federal level. It's happening at the local level too. I mean, they just went full bore on this. And you're right. I mean, it's utterly stomach churning to hear them talk about this. And how can they possibly claim it's for women's health when the baby's already out? It doesn't make any sense.
That's nonsense. No, I have backgrounds in both psych nursing and labor and delivery. And I'm here to tell you there is zero indication whatsoever. There is no instance whatsoever wherein the life of the mother at the time of the delivery of infant would necessitate the death of that infant. Absolutely not. No way. You know, I could go right on down the list of all the, you know, reasons that people like to say, you know, okay, in the case of this, I'm here to tell you there is zero clinical indication whatsoever for the murder of an infant during labor. And they're trying to, it reminded me honestly of the YouTube community guidelines, the way that they tried to word these bills, you know, these very broad and nebulously, dubiously applied language. You have to ask yourself, what physician, what neonatologist would look at a child and say, just let them die? And how is it that they plan to implement this euthanasia? Let me get this straight. It is illegal in some states to lethally inject rapists and murderers, but yet it is satisfactory to kill an infant who has done no wrong. It's absolute lunacy, and there is no arguing with people anymore. I love the way that you said it's like talking to a speak and spell. Unfortunately, it's like talking to a speak and spell who has the legislative power to make very heavy encroachments on our rights.
Oh gosh.
And they're not even hiding it anymore. The mask is off. You recognize, if you're honest with yourself, every righteous and freedom loving American, when they evaluate these two things in parallel, the fact that these statists are advocating infanticide and simultaneous disarmament of law-abiding American citizens should raise everybody's awareness.
And as you said, the mask is off. The mask is off. They're saying, yeah, you know what? This is what we've been up to the whole time. And on the other side, I'll come back. There's a video from one of the early debates during the presidential campaign where basically Donald Trump says, hey, look, the abortion policies you are promoting will lead to more or less infanticide. It will lead to up to the minute, you know, minute of delivery, abortion. And Hillary Clinton says, look, it's these fear tactics and they just really hate women. And this is what it's all about. So on the other side, we'll show that clip. I'd also like to find the clip that Millie Weaver brought us last week. That was a physician who had performed 1,200 abortions, something like that, totally thought it was normal until he saw his own daughter die from a car crash. And that totally changed his mind. And he said exactly what you just said. Unequivocally, there is no condition in which the life of the woman or even the health of the woman can be helped by aborting a baby this close to birth. So it's almost beyond words. I almost don't have anything to say about it other than just pure disgust. But how are they so able to overtake people's minds that they just become speak and spells? They willingly become parrots of what they hear. It's a psychological wedge. How do they do it?
To be direct, this is not just an issue for the regular world. This is a very dark, demonic, and deeply, deeply cloaked spiritual darkness that they are under.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, it is combined with the gun confiscation. There's a great thread. It's Gutowski. It's on twitchy.com detailing Virginia Dems' proposal to confiscate guns. And it will ban all assault firearms, as few states have done. And they want to outright ban possession, which means confiscation. And their vague definition of assault firearms basically applies to all firearms. Like, it just applies to anything with over 10 bullets. That's most pistols. That's everything. So, you know, they're doing it at the national level. They're doing it at the state level. How do we fight them back without actually using the guns? How do we do this? We'll find out on the other side. We're about to go to break, so we'll have more on the other side. Patriot Nurse, find her videos on YouTube at Patriot Nurse. Find her website, thepatriotnurse.com, or her Twitter, thepatriotnurse. It's insane stuff that we're dealing with. It's coming down to the wire, ladies and gentlemen. If we don't do something right now, then we're lost to this entire civilization of baby killers and sycophants, and there's no space for us, patriots, in that world.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. a powerful pregnenolone base, the real red pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to a frankly disturbing discussion that must be had now that the Democrats are enacting their pincer move of gun control, confiscation, and straight-up infanticide coming from the Democrats and seeking to just utterly crush us freedom-loving, liberty-loving, and life-appreciating Americans. Patriot Nurse joins me for the remainder of the hour, and I want to go to this clip right now. This is from the presidential campaign in 2016. We see Clinton and Trump sparring over late-term abortions during one of their debates. Let's go to that video now.
If you go with what Hillary is saying, in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay, and Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me. Because based on what she's saying and based on where she's going and where she's been, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb in the ninth month. On the final day, and that's not acceptable.
Well, that is not what happens in these cases, and using that kind of scare rhetoric is just terribly unfortunate. You should meet with some of the women that I've met with, women I've known over the course of my life. This is one of the worst possible choices that any woman and her family has to make. And I do not believe the government should be making it. You know, I've had the great honor of traveling across the world on behalf of our country. I've been to countries where governments either forced women to have abortions like they used to do in China or forced women to bear children like they used to do in Romania. And I can tell you the government has no business in the decisions that women make with their families in accordance with their faith, with medical advice, and I will stand up for that right.
Yeah, this news just in. Democrats are liars. I don't, you know, breaking news. I don't know if you knew this. Now, Patriot Nurse, I saw, I should have warned you. It's like, first you gotta stretch your neck for the nodding when Donald Trump is speaking, and then you gotta really protect your eyes from getting dislocated as you roll them as Hillary Clinton takes on her holier-than-thou righteous persona as she pretends to be protecting women. Your reaction to this, Patriot Nurse?
She is a vile human being, if you can call her that. She is a vile, disgusting liar, and she does not speak for this woman and for an awful lot of nurses that I know. That would essentially sum up my response to it. It's complete and utter lies. There is, okay, so let's walk back here for a second. If we're going to claim that everything was just peachy keen with mom all the way up to 8 months and 3 weeks, and then something at 8 months and 3 weeks says, okay, well, mom's life is in danger. Do you know what happens? We induce or we go through the C-section. That's what it is. We go to the C-section suite or we induce and we have a baby. And these babies can breathe. They're fine. There's nothing at eight with a normal gestational baby. You have no problem at 8 months and 3 weeks or whatever it is the case. These late term abortions are just, they're horrible. I had a video out about this. I will never, never comply with any of these new rules coming out here. And if you look at the comments section on the video that I put up, there's an awful lot of healthcare providers who are right there, standing in solidarity with this. It is absolute infanticide. It is murder. And it seems to me that they give more rights to animals and to felons and to illegal aliens than they do natural born American citizens. And that should put it in perspective, because these same people who want to kill infants and import, what is it now? Like they have three caravans that are coming that are bringing in all these people who are going to falsify the voting ballots. This is what they value. They don't value the Bill of Rights. They don't value life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They only value an individual if it has worth in their eyes, or it can vote six or seven times, three or four if they're already deceased. But it's very, very dark what they are advocating. And there is no way that a reasonable human being who has an ounce of compassion for human life can stand for this. And so, of course, they tried to walk it back. You know, now they try to walk it back and say, oh, you know, if it's just in the case of a horrible defects or whatever, how did we get to 8 months and change, 9 months? I've been at the birth of children who were born with, again, like, what is their criteria here? Like, which neonatologist is writing the criteria for this bill that determines what is a defect? Is Down syndrome a defect? Like, are you going to let a baby who is healthy but was born, surprise, surprise, with Down syndrome, you're going to kill him?
Right.
Like, what? Gastroschisis. You got a baby whose insides were, you know, born on the outside. That's very, very common. If they don't have prenatal care, or, you know, they don't have an ultrasound, that could be a surprise. You're going to let him die? Oh, it could be cost prohibitive. Oh, it could be just too mentally stressful to have to, you know, go through the surgeries to put the kid's insides back in. He's fine. He's a normal baby. He just had his intestines a little bit outside. And this is horrendous. These people are very dark. They're very demonic. They are wicked and vile. And I don't see how talking with them is going to convince them of the veracity of our cause. I don't see it's effective.
Yeah.
It has been effective, as a matter of fact. And when you look at the history of our founders, you asked this before the break. You know, what do? When our founders in the late mid 1770s, early on, 1774 was when this really started out. You know, they had the First Continental Congress. First Continental Congress did nothing but sit and talk. Olive branch petitions. The Dickinsons of the generation. Oh, by the way, the dude who wasn't there for the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the Dickinson, just keep talking. Just keep talking. Just keep talking. They'll eventually come around. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They came and they seized arms from the colonists. That was their version of talking. So we talk and they have action. We talk and they organize. That's what the eventuality is, unless we get together ourselves and we have conversations with our family members and friends that we have known, and we establish, this is my line in the sand, this far and no farther. And I don't know how you're going to convince people of this anymore. I don't know. As a matter of fact, Reed Hendricks just released a video today on YouTube that evaluated the exact thing that you're talking about. And we're seeing now that it's more than just talk for them. Now they're passing legislation with simultaneous violence. I mean, let's walk back just a few months when we had Rand Paul, who was attacked by his leftist neighbor, right? And then before then, of course, you know, we have the shooting of the congressman, Steve Scalise. And then just recently, we have an Antifa firearms instructor, I use this in quotes, who went into a school in Eugene, Oregon, and shot up police officers. And then after his death, related to this fight, this group that he was with, this Antifa group, planted bombs at the police headquarters in Eugene, Oregon. So I don't know how we're going to have logical, reasonable conversations with these people.
No, an Antifa member was, I'm not sure if this is the same one you're talking about. I think this was elsewhere, is charged with basically terrorism. So, okay, so the leader of the group is a terrorist. Oh, but the group's not terrorism. I mean, yeah, these people are terrorists and they're just allowed to go freely throughout our country and do whatever they want to do. I totally agree with you. It's absolutely ridiculous. And this is the sort of, consistent, inevitable, perpetual problem with conservatism, is that it's always, okay, well, I'll step back a little bit. All right, fine. I don't want raped women to have to deliver their rapes. Okay, I'll step back a little bit more. Okay, I'll step back a little bit more. I'll step back. It's like we're constantly being pushed back and back and back. It's time we turned around and pushed them back and said, no, this is not going to fly. I don't care what laws you passed earlier. We're taking those down. We're saving the babies. We're keeping our guns, and we're not going to let you guilt us into going in with your suicidal ideology. It's absolutely ridiculous. Powerful stuff. From Patriot Nurse, The Patriot Nurse on Twitter, and ThePatriotNurse.com is her website. More on the other side.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But hey, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got, nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. This concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate krill oil that is so pure, so good. And we have the ultimate fish oil as well. All three of those, everybody, energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart. These are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest Turbo Force for folks in the military or doctors or our long haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, has become our number one best selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, you're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight, 10:33 Central Standard Time on this, the 1st of February, 2019. Patriot Nurse joins me, and we are on a tear. We are facing down the evil and these satanic compulsions that compel these Democrats to do the pincer move at this moment of legalizing post-birth abortion, a.k.a. infanticide, and gun control measures that seek to strip us of our right to defend ourselves. I want to go to this video very quickly. This is powerful congressional testimony by a abortion doctor who'd performed many, many, many abortions before he came to see the light. I want to hear from him very quickly and then get reaction from Patriot Nurse. Let's go to that now.
It was mentioned earlier that the idea that abortion is needed for to save women's lives is one that must be under consideration. As a faculty member at the Albany Medical College, I have treated hundreds of women with severe problems with their pregnancies, pregnancies that were life-threatening to them, cardiac disease, diabetes, cancers, toxemia, elevated blood pressure in pregnancy. I'll illustrate with one case that I dealt with personally. A patient came in at 27 weeks of gestation, blood pressure 220 over 140. You know, a normal blood pressure is 120 over 80. This woman is moments or hours away from a stroke. We stabilized her, delivered her. She had a healthy baby in the end, and she did well as well. But I was able to stabilize and deliver her within an hour, because that was required when you have an emergency of that magnitude. Abortion would be worthless in that situation. As I told you, at 27 weeks of gestation, it would have taken at least 3 days to even prepare her to be able to go through the procedure. And this is an important point when we talk about abortion in terms of saving women's lives. I appreciate your attention. I guess I'll just end. Chairman Franks quoted President Obama earlier. I'm going to quote him one more time. He said recently, if there is just one thing that we could do that would save just one child, don't we have an obligation to try?
So there's the professional telling you the reality of the situation. Abortion will not help women in this situation. Not that these bills even are concerned with that. They're more concerned with, you know, the mental health is enough to, you know, justify killing babies. Now, question to the Patriot nurses. This is a doctor who had committed 1,200 abortions before he saw his own daughter die, and something clicked in him that said, what I've been doing is wrong. But wasn't there something that whole time, a little voice in the very back of his head just screaming at him that he had to press back and silence and ignore until it finally overtook his conscious justification for what he was doing? Isn't there something in all of us that screams out, this is wrong? And how do the Democrats suppress this so efficiently?
The answer is yes, there should be something that tells us that this is wrong from a human life standpoint. And by the way, that position is 100% correct. with my labor and delivery background, I had an internship in high-risk labor and delivery as well as freestanding and natural childbirth. So I've seen the whole spectrum, and everything that he said is correct. Most babies who are born right around 24, 25 weeks, I mean, they're going to have a NICU stint, but they're viable infants, most of them, and some even earlier than that.
So my cousins were born at 6 months, and they're perfectly healthy. It was touch and go for a while, but we have the technology now. We can keep these babies alive so early on. It's amazing. And no, we'd rather just kill them. It's sick.
Yeah, it is. It is wicked and vile. It's evil. It is absolute evil. One of the reasons why I believe that these leftists are so effective at convincing people to essentially ignore everything instinctive is that they fundamentally hate the creator. And when you evaluate every socialist, every communist dictatorship, they were very antagonistic toward religion. Look at Stalin's Russia. I mean, just like right down the list. They are very, very antagonistic towards people of belief. They will marginalize people of belief, especially people who have a scriptural foundation for their worldview. And they are successful in doing this because they paint us as ill-informed, as Stone Age, as, just the low information voter or whatever. They want to paint us as these deplorables. And they're successful in this because they marry this image of the ignorant person with the person of belief and the person who makes a stand on traditional values. Somehow destroying everything that made Western culture successful is supposed to be progressive. And it's the exact antithesis of that. But they're very, very overt about it right now. I am just dumbfounded. I am dumbfounded that a pediatric neurologist or neurosurgeon, I forget what his official title was, would say the things that he did. I'm talking about the Virginia governor.
Northam, and then, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, to make this feigned outrage statement on his Twitter. And it's shameful. I've helped all these children. It's shameful to suggest anything else. No, actually, it is utterly logical and consistent with decent critical thought to suggest that you are advocating infanticide. It's what you said. Like, I'm not looking at what you feel. I'm looking at what you said and what you do. And what these people say and what they're ultimately going to do is subsidize the murder of infants, fully viable infants. They're also openly talking about coming to register our firearms, to take our firearms. And in a debate at this point with them, you're not going to get anywhere. If we're talking about a debate for you having my right arm, I'm not going to debate even giving you one finger anymore. It's not going to happen.
That's great. That is a fantastic way to put it, and that's how we need to be thinking about it as we push back against this onslaught that we're constantly under. I was going to save this till next because it's such a bombshell thing that I know you'll appreciate, but it ties into what you're just saying. Here's a story from Sanctity of Life. Governor who endorsed infanticide received $2 million from Planned Parenthood. So just keep in mind, whenever the leftists say the NRA own these politicians, the NRA average contribution to congressmen is somewhere around $2,000. To senators, it's somewhere around $5,000. And that's privately donated money to a charity or to a organization that is there to uphold your rights. This is taxpayer money being funneled to the tune of $2 million to this man, Governor Northam, who then goes on air and advocates for infanticide. So this is the marriage of these two, topics and just how disconnected from reality Democrats are. $2 million to Governor Northam.
Well, for sure. This is the same group of people that are telling you if it will save just one child, we need to ban these wicked, wicked semi-automatic rifles. Oh, but if mom feels like maybe this whole thing isn't cut out for her, we'll just go ahead and kill that child. Wait a minute. Like, didn't you just say it was for the children? Didn't you just say this was about saving lives? Oh, wait, you don't care about them unless they vote for you. It's these women who get out there and wear their little pink hats and protest about women's rights, this, that, and the other. Why aren't you protesting about the right to life for the little girl who screams you can't hear? I don't understand these people. I don't understand the depth of vileness and wickedness and just utterly moral bankruptcy that they are in. Highlights the point that these are people with whom we are being told by so-called moderates that we're supposed to keep having a dialogue with. I'm done talking.
Yeah. No, and I'm so glad, because the other wicked thing that is involved in all this is that they have put all of this on women. Like, if I was a woman, I would be so mad to be like, how dare you say that you speak for me? I know you feel that way too. And thank God our country's full of women like Patriot Nurse, who are strong patriots, God fearing people who understand the sanctity of life and aren't going along with this, predetermined path of what you're supposed to believe because of your gender. They tell you you're betraying women, if you don't go along with it. At the same time, they're destroying that thing that makes women special, the right to give life. Insane.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA.
This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment of The David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight with my guest, Patriot Nurse. I do have to take a moment now to implore you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and support this broadcast, support what we do, and just know we are under attack now more than ever. At every possible angle they can attack us, they are doing so. And it's not because we are a lone voice in the wilderness saying insanity that they don't want to hear. It's because we represent and we are speaking for the millions of voiceless Americans out there who are not represented in the media, not represented in the mainstream, not represented in the news, that still have these foundational American Christian, Judeo-Christian beliefs that are foundational, as I said, to this entire country, to the entire Western world and our civilization as we know it. And there are millions of you out there, and it's you that they're scared of. It's your opinions that they fear. And so if you want us to, I mean, yesterday we had the guest that the lawyer of the Covington boys, which ties into this whole pro-life thing since the whole thing came down at the March for Life. Today we have the Patriot Nurse who's just delivering salvo after salvo of just devastating information at the New World Order and the totalitarian jerks that want to control everything that we do. This is powerful stuff, and this is why they fear us. And so please go to InfoWarsStore.com, make some purchases. You know, so much stuff is on sale right now, from the Supermail Vitality to the brand new Turbo Force. Try it out. You'll love the products. It'll benefit yourself, but you're also helping to give a voice to these millions and millions of Americans who have nowhere else that even tries to speak for them. And we try as hard as we can to get them the information they need and to, you know, get this voice out there. We are the one voice in the wilderness. It's just, you know, we're the only ones we're allowed to speak for these millions of people. And case in point, I want to go to this video now. It's a time lapse of the pro-life march. Now, the only coverage that the news got of the pro-life march was the Covington boys. You didn't see anything else
about the pro-life march in Washington from that day. But let's go to that video now, and y'all can just play it in the background as we talk. And folks, if you're on the radio, you've got to go search for March for Life time lapse. And what you're seeing here, I mean, it's fast motion, 1 minute of just the biggest crowd you have ever seen in your life pouring down this avenue to the tune of millions. And this got zero coverage. This has to be so many multiple times bigger than the Women's March, but you see nothing about it on the news. Nothing at all. It's still going. I mean, it looks like ants from this high up. It's just millions of these people. So to the Patriot Nurse, this is, you know, you're one as well. You're one of these people that speaks for the voiceless millions, and we're crying out for just a little bit of help, a little bit of support in this time when so much is arrayed against us. And I had no idea that this parade was this big until I saw that time lapse there. Absolutely incredible. I'm gonna hand it over to the Patriot Nurse. What do you think about all this?
The people who are the most reasonable tend to also value life. They value principles that made this country great. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's written there that you value an individual's ability to live free and unmolested from a tyrannical power. Alex said this some time ago, and I'm sure it's one of the often played quips. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And to expand upon this, 1776 didn't just happen. People didn't just magically, oh, I think I'm a capable marksman now. There is work and diligence on our part to this. And I think more and more people are seeing that, you know, their part of their responsibility to our republic is being able to defend themselves and to stand up for life. For the ability of a person to live free and unmolested, even if they're 2 minutes old. And so, you know, to friends out there, you know, you are not alone. There are so many of us. We are the majority. When you look at the electoral map across this country, it is a sea of people who do not believe in a huge, tyrannical, overbearing government that is intimate in your everyday life. But by a county map standpoint, the people outside of the strongholds of liberalism and statism in the coast and in the cities, the rest of the country wants to be free. We are the majority. And unfortunately, we have allowed ourselves to be shouted down by these people who are emissaries of evil. That's what they are. Give yourself permission to believe your eyes, to believe your ears, and to listen to your gut. Your gut is telling you that they're evil. Don't try and overthink this. Don't try and explain it away. Recognize it for what it is.
Yeah, and so what do we do? Because we have, you know, in the same way that conservatism has this inevitable sort of weakness to it, where we're constantly having to step back. Constantly, I mean, we're just trying to hold a line, which is never effective. We have to push it forward. We have to move forward. At the same time, we're all about being individuals. We're all about nobody telling us what to do. But how do we overcome that? How do we be a pack of lone wolves, if you will? How do we weaponize this individuality, or how do we come together without losing that individuality? How do we fight back against this? How do we get together? What is the prescription? How do we push this back?
I am so glad you asked this question. It's a fantastic one, and it's one that everybody wants to know right now. You, in your metaphor, use the term wolf pack. That's exactly it. Who does a wolf, if he is an individual, who does he get together with? His tribe, his people, his family members. And that's exactly what, in the mid part of the 1770s, before 1776, when the writing was on the wall, the Patriots and the normal people, they were normal people just like us. They had these conversations with their families. Said, you know what? I'm not going to be defenseless. I'm not going to allow my rights to be taken away. And we need to drill and we need to train. Reed Hendricks put a video out today that goes over this specifically. And I recommend that your viewers and listeners watch it, because it goes over the ins and outs of how to approach this, because we're lawful people. We don't believe in breaking the rule of law. But let us remind ourselves here that the Dred Scott case, that was law. It was law at one time in our nation to deprive a person, even though they had fled from having their labor, you know, serially confiscated. It was law to return them back, and it was overturned. I mean, look at the Rosa Parks case. You know, people oftentimes will cover this, but it's true. Just because a law is on the books, that does not make it just. You have a responsibility to your creator who endowed you with those rights to defend them and to stand up for them.
Yeah, and as David Knight puts it, you know, our freedoms are not what's written down on a piece of paper. It's what we're willing to fight for. And you can't put it better than that. And I've also heard it said, you know, everything the Nazis did was legal. You know, everything Stalin did was legal. If you're basing your morality on what's legal and what's not, you're lost in the woods, man. You don't know what the hell is going on. But when you subscribe to that higher law, to that higher power that's unimpeachable and, you know, undeniable, that's where you get the real conviction to fight back. So just for people watching out there that have this same fire in their belly that we feel, just your prescription, what can they do today, tomorrow, and the next day to fight back against this?
Organize. Organize with your family. Organize with your friends, with people that you have known. Get together and have these discussions in your living room. I made this point in a video just a few weeks ago. The same living rooms that people get together every Sunday and drink beer in and watch whatever sporting event it is, you need to have a different conversation in that living room. It's imperative if you want to keep your freedom. They're rapidly evaporating.
Yeah, and these are topics that transcend politics. And this is something I found it with the transgenderism, and I found it with the baby killing stuff is people will go, yeah, but the Democrats, they're the ones that love everybody and blah, blah, blah. And you just go, yeah, but they don't know the difference between boys and girls. So how much do you really trust them? Or you go, look, they're killing babies. Are you really okay with this? And people, even if they're Democrats, are go, yeah, okay, you kind of got me there. This is pretty bad. So these are topics that can transcend the politics, in my opinion. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, they're not loving people. Like, these people who are advocating for the murder of children, and also I would add for the disarmament of people who are old, weak, disabled, feeble, women, by the way, who face a substantial disadvantage strength-wise against multiple male attackers. Yeah, they want to disarm us. So no, I would not call them kind. I would not call them reasonable. I would not in any way, shape, or form give them the nod as to having any moral high ground or superiority. The issues that we can unite on are those that our founders united on: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In the original Articles of Confederation, they pledged to each other these things. They recognized that they were separate and distinct colonies that had a mutual arrangement to defend each other whenever their rights were violated.
Powerful stuff, folks. Patriot Nurse, in conjunction with InfoWars, we're dragging 1776 into the 21st century. Try as they might to keep us down, this spirit will not die, and we will fan the flames of revolution wherever we find them. You can follow the Patriot Nurse on her website, thepatriotnurse.com. Her Twitter is thepatriotnurse. Same with Facebook and YouTube, The Patriot Nurse. Powerful stuff. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. It was a blessing to be here. Anytime, I would love to be able to talk with you guys again. Thank you so much.
You is open invitation. I guarantee you of that. Wow, incredible stuff. Her videos are great. My favorite ones are just when she's just at the gun range and there's guns going off in the background. You can tell she was taking aim at target. She said, you know what? I gotta make a video right now. And she walks off and gives you the truth, nothing but, and everything you need to know. Thank you so much.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go.
simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.